This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In its latest raids, U.S. planes struck targets in Afghanistan's capital and in Kandahar to the south. The continued bombing occurs amidst reports that special operations troops are on the ground aiding in the search for targets. The Defense Department has yet to publicly confirm the use of ground forces inside Afghanistan, but officials are dropping some pretty big hints. NPR's David Malpas is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are they saying about ground troops?
Well, a senior government official is telling reporters on background that a small number of U.S. Special Forces teams have been operating on the ground and that this has been going on for at least several days inside southern Afghanistan, maybe longer. Indications are that they're mainly engaged in reconnaissance missions and also working with CIA agents who are trying to develop and coordinate things with anti-Taliban elements in the south to basically pave the way for some quick strike actions should they be able to identify some terrorist hideouts.
What's been expected, right? First the airstrikes, then the commandos.
That's right. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and others have said all along that there are some targets that you just can't either find or effectively hit from the air. As Rumsfeld put it yesterday, you need human beings on the ground who can crawl around and find people. Officials have decided, though, not to talk about this activity openly until, as they put it, there is some significant and noticeable action. Again, we don't know when that might happen, but that kind of significant phase may be getting very close. And it could be very visible if the war planners decide to use large-scale helicopter assaults. That's a possibility because we now have a large contingent of helicopters on the USS Kitty Hawk, an aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea to the south of Afghanistan. There are more helicopter units in Uzbekistan to the north, and more are poised for action in other nearby countries. Again, though, we're still talking about something less than massive numbers of ground troops.
Now, in recent days, there's been fighting around Mazar-e-Sharif, a northern city where the anti-Taliban forces, the Northern Alliance in particular, is trying to take control of the airport, which might become a staging post for U.S. operations inside Afghanistan. U.S. has been conducting airstrikes there. Any change?
Well, it seems like a standoff still. Pentagon officials saying that there's been an ebb and flow there with the Northern Alliance pushing forward some, and then the Taliban having reinforcements pushing them back. Some in the Northern Alliance are complaining that there's really not been enough U.S. bombing there. The Department of Defense is saying that things have been complicated because the Taliban and some of these terrorists are hiding in civilian areas, including religious sites, which makes targeting difficult. The bombing, though, is starting to cause some defections among troops that are associated with this terrorist network in various parts of the country. And here's the way Secretary Rumsfeld put it at a news briefing yesterday.
We do see snippets of information, intelligence information, that suggests that the level of effect has improved in recent days, and that we're seeing some people as part of Taliban starting to decide that they'd prefer not to be part of Taliban. And we have seen some movement of what we believe to be the Al-Qaeda forces, and they have been specifically targeted.
Is there a sense that the war is coming to a head very soon?
A sense that things are intensifying very soon, but the military's top general, Richard Myers, says that troops can forget about the usual peacetime rotations. They will probably be on duty for longer stretches than they have for 50 years.
NPR's David Malpas.